Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, our own Brian O'Connell has been taking a closer look at how the issue of immigration is playing out in the election campaign. And Brian joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Claire.
Good to talk to you. So you began in one of the most culturally diverse towns in Ireland. Where's that?
Well, that's in Ballyhonus in County Mayo. I mean, I suppose just to pull back the focus, there is a sense immigration certainly maybe more of a feature in this election than it was, say, in 2020. Some parties, as we heard a while ago, already bringing forward proposals in relation to stricter enforcement of border controls, for example, maybe a tightening around some access to benefits. And I suppose it's an issue, it can be difficult to get the grips with it. A very small minority sometimes shout very loud and can, in a way, distort the reality of what many people think and feel. So I did begin in Ballyhonus. And why did I start in Ballyhonus? Well, it's a town, Clare, that has a long tradition of non-Irish residents living and working there, so much so that in the census data of 2022, it's got the highest proportion of non-Irish residents, almost 40%. So I began in the Family Resource Centre. I met with Tracy McDermott. She's the project administrator, living in Ballyhonus about 19 years. And she told me what she's noticed around some attitudes towards immigrants in recent years.
I've seen lots of changes. We would have had a lot of different nationalities coming into town. There was always different nationalities because we had the direct provision, and then different nationalities were coming in. So I find that we've had a vast change in our community, some for the best and some not as positive. So I think sometimes the important factor there is if people put themselves into the community, then they normally have that connection. The Ukrainians that came into town, majority of them have come and they're working and they've joined in different groups. So I particularly say the Ukrainians were very accepted in the community.
Do you see any change in attitudes locally? Because there is pressure on services.
Yeah, I do see that as a big problem because we don't have the resources in Ballyhonus. You know, accommodation is a problem. GPs are a problem. Even being referred into supports for children that might have additional needs, that's a huge problem. So I do think Ballyhonus needs to invest more in services.
The danger with that, I suppose, is that if people who are living here, who are born here, for example, feel that they're not getting access to services because there's more pressure being put on the limited services by people coming to live here, that can manifest itself then in attitude.
Yeah, and it does manifest. You know, although majority of people are very welcoming, but there is that side where people are saying, well, they're coming in and they get the GP, they get the public health nurse. I don't get a public health nurse, you know, just even talking about older people. You know, Ballyhonus is a black spot for our older people in the community that were born and reared in Ireland. You know, they can't get home help. So it is across the board where there's a lot of groups, whether it be Irish, English, whatever the nationality would be, the resources are a big problem.
That can very quickly change from frustration into something else.
Yes, and it does.
That's Tracy McDermott there in Ballyhonus. So, Brian, you were also in different parts of the country in recent days and you were hearing different views.
Yeah, just to break away from Ballyhonus, I gathered a sample of voices from several counties, just the kind of views some people, Claire, are expressing around immigration. So these are people I met in Mayo, in Limerick and in Cork.
Immigration, yeah, because there's no housing here for them. That's the main problem, and it's too expensive to live here.
Mm. And do you think then, in terms of the numbers that are coming to Ireland at the moment, have we got it right?
We have no housing for them. That's the problem. And we can't just keep taking them in without housing.
So there are the issues then. If people are talking to those issues, you'll be listening to them?
Yeah. We haven't a dentist in this town. And a bank or nothing. There's no facilities here for the ordinary person.
And then to get an appointment with your doctor?
I tried, my doctor is in Knock, and I tried an emergency only.
I can't go to I had this road passport. So much people are out on their own passports. It's a simple thing. If you can't come into a country without a passport, why should you come into this country without one? Why not have a black and white or green or white about everybody?
Yeah.
I can't go and have this road passport. You can come into this country and claim asylum. They're not doing a race or anything. It's a simple border issue. This country has gone backwards, right?
The refugees, which are entitled to refugee status, have just been shoved into people's faces. without any consultation. And they're telling you that there's consultation, but there isn't. We are only an island of, what, 300 miles long. We can't take in the whole, like... And we are, you know, we are a welcoming country and a welcoming people, but there's only so much this small country can do. This whole immigration thing could have been handled, could have been handled completely different. Consulted with the people, especially as I said a minute ago, a village of, say, 250 people has now quadrupled its population. Walk down this street any time at night time, or any of the streets in this city, people are in the doorways. And there's families in cars that have autistic children in the cars because they can't get a house. But yet there's migrants coming over here and they're getting absolutely everything for free. And it's a kick into the face of the Irish people.
I look around me, you need workers not born in Ireland to be here.
Of course, yes. And there are loads of, yes, but that's legal migrants. That's legal migrants. There's no illegal doctors out there in the hospital out there. I, for example, I went in, I had a melanoma in my head, and it was a foreign doctor who treated me and everything, and I was grateful. It was brilliant. He'd done great work. But he's here legally.
Because, you know, some people listening to this will say, it sounds like racism.
Well, of course, they're the buzzwords. Well, I'm not afraid to say it. Yeah. And they can call me a racist, they can call me whatever they want. It doesn't bother me in the slightest.
You see this being an issue in this election?
Massive issue. It wasn't so much in the past couple of years. It was there, yes, but it was festering.
So you think people might react when they go to vote now?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Voices from Limerick and Cork and Mayo. And we're going back to Ballyhaunas because I know you got some immigrant voices while you were there. Have they noticed any change in attitudes, Brian?
Well, some I spoke to have. Some feel there has been an increase in some anti-immigrant thinking in the past 12 months especially. Many I spoke to, I have to say, felt welcome. They feel there are community initiatives in place. There are youth clubs, a nighttime language cafe in Ballyhaunas, for example, doing great work. And even on a basic level, the community centre, people can get access to it. They can hold different types of events. So all of that has helped with integration. I just want to bring you one man I met in Ballyhaunas, and this man is Mohammed. He's from Pakistan. He told me a little bit about how he feels at the moment.
My wife, she just dragged me here. And she couldn't bear the weather in Pakistan. She tried a couple of months, she stayed, but like, no, she wasn't fit for that. Yeah. So we just like moved.
So she
here.
Came to Ireland for the weather?
No, she was no, but she's been living here for 28 years anyway. Like, she was very young when she moved here.
What do you do here now?
I am working as a staff member in Supermax.
Did you feel a welcome?
I did feel a welcome. All the people here in Ireland were welcoming.
Do you feel that welcome is still as strong as it was?
For example, if I'm on the till and everything, some of the random guy just come. It's just one in a black sheep comes in and just like talk rudely.
And do you notice those instances have increased?
They are increasing in a sense that like more of the immigrants, especially in Ballyhaunas, because it's a diverse population we have. But it has been increasing because of whatever thinking they have.
Where do you think that mindset or that mood or that thinking comes from?
Some of the people, they are not adjusting to the Muslim culture or the black culture or African culture and different races coming in, and they just don't feel comfortable. Like for me, being an immigrant, most of the illegal immigrants coming in, which is a few percentage, but those immigrants should be guard-abetted and everything because the number of incidents happening around the area and all that.
Do you think there's too many immigrants?
If you see the Ballyhaunas perspective, then yes. Like,
well, that's Mohammed Sarwar from Pakistan, and a largely positive experience there from Mohammed. But finally, the kind of viewpoint that we heard in the Vox Pop earlier, which should be said contrasts with the welcome immigrants we heard from Field. Do we have any research to show if those viewpoints are widely held or not, Brian?
It's a good question. There is some data we have which gives us an indication of whether attitudes towards immigration is hardening. It's leaning more to the right, for example. Just to get a sense of it and what the general trends might be. I spoke to Ciara Murphy. She's Senior Policy Officer at the ESRI. She works on migration. And this is some of what research the ESRI has. It goes back over the past decade, Claire, and it tells us a bit about attitudes towards immigration.
Attitudes have significantly improved in Ireland over the last 10 years in terms of overall attitudes towards immigration. In part, that's because they declined significantly after the global financial crisis and the crash in Ireland. You know, in November 2014, for example, the perception of EU immigration was about 65%, and now it's about 81%. Saying that, it is now lower than it was, let's say, in 2020. So kind of from a historic high, we've declined a little bit. So we've declined 10 percentage points in the last 3 years in perceptions of the positivity of EU immigration, and about 6 percentage points in the positivity towards non-EU immigration. But historically, attitudes are quite positive, and also compared with the EU average, attitudes in Ireland are quite high and quite positive.
It's interesting because when I talk to politicians, they say to me immigration, they feel, is going to be a feature of this election. Is that just not being captured in some of the data at the moment? Is that feeling, if you like, not being captured?
So that actually definitely is captured in the data. It's captured in the data on salience. So this is basically the question that the Eurobarometer asks on what do you think are the two biggest issues facing the country? And that has significantly increased. So it's about 20% now, whereas previously it was kind of, you know, the highest before was kind of 14% back in 2007, and then it kind of dropped off the agenda since then. But now it's much higher. Now it's still worth noting that it's way below housing still. So immigration, 20% of people said was one of the top two issues facing the country, and 64% said housing, which is much higher than the EU average of 12%. So it will kind of be, it's a part of the election, it's a part of the agenda, but it doesn't necessarily mean that people are negative towards it. It means they're concerned about it.
That was Ciara Murphy there from the ESRI, and thanks to Brian O'Connell for bringing that to us. Coming up next, Marty Morrissey will be with us to talk about this shock news which emerged last night, which is that the Dublin midfielder Brian Fenton is retiring.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.